Good morning, RVA. It's 52 degrees and we've got another great day queued up. A bit cooler than yesterday, but today we'll eventually see highs in the low 70s. Expect warmer temperatures tomorrow and then highs near 90 on Sunday. Boop! Water cooler. Michael Paul Williams recaps the Brian Stevenson event VCU held the other day. Stevenson is the best-selling author of Just Mercy, which the university chose as the focus of this year's Common Book program. Stevenson has a lot of really excellent quotes that you need to read and think about while you're adding his book to your Amazon shopping cart, including this one. People want truth and reconciliation, but they want to skip the truth and get to the reconciliation part. You shouldn't live in Richmond and not know where the slave auction sites were. Go on and read Jackie Krzyzewski's interview with the mayor on his first 100 days. I know you've read a lot of these 100 days pieces, but this one has an Oregon Trail reference. It's also got some of the mayor's thoughts on regionalism, gun violence, and ICE. Good stuff, mayor. Boop. Types of hate groups in VA is a chart title that really bums me out. Boop. An anonymous RTD editorial about the East End post office is the very last place I expected to find a pro-public transit sentiment. Still, though, I am confounded by the classic RTD editorial-style headline, even after Googling. Boop. Oh, hey, that was quick. Brandon Fox at Style Weekly says Rappahannock will reopen next week. It's been about a month since a fire forced them to close for repairs. Boop. This Sunday, Easter on Parade, the hardest event to describe to visitors, takes to the streets. See, it's a parade, but, like, there's not a parade, and dogs wear hats, but everyone watches from balconies while day drinking? A small correction to yesterday's patron question. Because I am not a lawyer, my hot take on if electric assist bikes are legal to ride on the sidewalk was probably incorrect. Again, I am not a lawyer, but it looks like the city could prohibit these bikes on the sidewalks, but it would need to install signage to do so. This is wonky, but I really enjoy the analysis the Full Slate Project is doing on Republican districts across the country. Here's their analysis of the Virginia 61st, which includes Amelia, Cumberland, Lunenburg, Mecklenburg, and Nottoway counties. When you bust down the data like this, it makes me feel like Democrats should at least field a candidate in some of these unwinnable and unopposed elections. Sports. Squirrels fell to Reading, losing four of the last five, and will pick it back up today at 7.05 p.m. Kickers host Ottawa Fury FC on Saturday at 5 p.m. For $30, you can get a ticket, two drinks, and a limited edition growler. Nats begin a series against the Phillies today at 4.05 p.m. and continue it through the weekend. And that is all. Boop. This morning's long read is titled, That Mother of All Bombs Was Just Waiting for the Right Target. I'm sure you heard about the really big bomb we dropped on Afghanistan yesterday. This article from Wired explains a bit about it and points out an important point. We've been blowing up that country for many, many years. Is this really that different? Here's an excerpt. It's important to remember that today's mission has garnered attention not because it represents a ramp up in the fight against ISIS, but because it involves a really very big bomb. Is it all that much different from having a B-1 come in and just saturate the area with 12 1,000-pound bombs? I don't think so, said one national security officer who declined to be named. We've been dropping bombs in Afghanistan for 15 years now. Does the size really matter? Boop. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user Katie Westover and is a picture of a woman, presumably Katie, crammed into a pedestrian bridge in the shape of the Mercedes-Benz logo. No joke. You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.